did the weather limit some of the things you wanted to do coming into this game?
You know, today was a game of adjustments. I mean, that's what you had to do. A lot of the things that we had planned went out the window with the rain. So for nothing else, it was a good opportunity to work on that. You know, we learned a lot about ourselves and what we have to do to prepare for that. So those aren't conditions that you can generally replicate or practice. Maybe we'll try it out at St. Thomas Sports Park one day, okay, and you guys can stand out there with us.
You talk a lot about the players. We want to see how they respond to adversity. Is this kind of what you had in mind, this kind of weather?
You know what? I think that what I really liked was there in the fourth quarter, the offense made some plays to go up and the defense stopped them. And the whole team was into it. And that's an important piece. You know, you got to start somewhere. You got to learn how to do that. And you got to expect to do that. And I felt like that was what was going on. You know, we didn't handle it as well as we could have early, the rain. But, you know, we got to a point where, okay, it is what it is. Let's make some plays.
You make it a little bit tougher to evaluate and...
Yes, it does.
I mean, is this game just have to scrap it because...
You don't scrap it because there were some guys that made some big plays in this game. Damian Stafford made some plays that were big. You know, Sankey, even though the run game and he missed the protection, did some good things. The catch on the boundary and the long run after that and then the touchdown catch. You know, those are things that are real positives. Where it's tough is we got to look at the line, both sides of the ball, and see... you know, how we can get better in those areas. We missed a couple of protections, which is not something that we're accepting. That's something we always got to be better at. But once again, you know, you give the guys credit for playing the way they did and staying into it.
What'd you think of Charlie's acrobatics there to get that throw on the boundary that you mentioned the same?
It was pretty good. I think he's got a feel for the game. You know, I'd like to say I've seen him do that before, but I haven't. So it's nice to know that he can do that.
Is this the worst weather you've ever had in preseason?
Well, as a coach, yeah. I had a game like this as a player that was much worse than this. But it's pretty close.
Do you expect Sankey to have sort of the workload he did tonight? And do you see some of or a lot of what you wanted to see out of him?
We expected to give him some work. You know, things got distorted a little bit. Our rotational plan changed a little bit when the conditions changed. And, you know, that affected us. But I think what we wanted to see out of Bishop is a good start. You know, this by no means answered a lot of questions, but it helped start to answer some of them.
You guys, Roger didn't play, Lacey didn't play, Nelson didn't play. I mean, and your defense comes out and doesn't perform that well from the get-go. I mean, you think they... didn't have the intensity level you were looking for, maybe just sloppy tackling, maybe a combination of the two?
Well, I think you're dead on with the sloppy tackling. And, you know, that's something that we have to correct. Whatever it was, conditions played a part of it. I think mentally we let the rain affect us starting out, especially when they hit a couple of runs on us, because that's something that our defense has been better at in camp. So that's something that we work on.
How are Spencer and McCarthy?
McCarthy's probably going to be out for a while with his shoulder. Spencer's got an ankle, and, you know, he'll be – we'll see how that is. I don't know for sure how Spencer's ankle's going to be.
Do you think McCarthy's a surgery situation or just going to need some help?
I have not talked to Todd yet, but I know just from speaking with him in the little bit of time when he said he was out that it's significant.
The preseason, you just want to try to get through without having any injuries. I mean, didn't have starters, but you lost some good depth guys there.
I mean, yeah, that's tough, Jim. I mean, you know, we'll continue to play our starters a little bit more as we progress. But the thing I told the team before the game is that this there's nobody's given a job here. So if you show up, you're going to get a chance to play, and we're going to try to find out more about you if you do that. And this was a good test for a lot of guys to see how they handled a game situation.
You can't baby guys, especially your quarterback, but with the conditions like they were you a little bit nervous leaving Jake in there as long as you did? I know he just went to the
floor. Jim, I kept hoping that the weather would get a little bit better so I could see him do some of the stuff in the pocket that we wanted to see, and it just at that point it wasn't. And then I got to where I wanted to get him out. So, you know, that's what we did.
Macon, how much was that snap, the missed extra point?
No question, that's tough. And that's why I kicked it the second time, not so much because I wanted to see Travis, but I wanted the snapper and the holder to work that. It wasn't a great snap. The laces were right to him because the ball was wet. So I wanted to work that again instead of going for two there at the end of the game just to make sure to use it as a situation to prepare.
Should he have hit that, or is it
I'll have to see it. Paul, you've kicked a little bit more than I have. What do you think? You know, that's kind of the way I see it. I'm not being smart. It was tough. It was a tough situation. They struggled. We struggled. Got a little better at the end, but it was tough when he tried to kick that.
Zach lost his hand on a ball. I guess it's a rookie mistake theory. He has another ball that probably should have been caught. It goes for interception, but he bounced back with a nice drive at the end. I mean, how do you evaluate how he did his first time out?
I think you hit it right on the head. You know, there were some things that he can't do. You guys have seen us. We work those drills every day, protecting the ball, moving your feet. And he did a good job with that at times, but he can't do that. He can't lay the ball on the ground like that. And, you know, the one that was an interception, that wasn't his fault. He made a good throw on that, and it bounced up in the air. But the thing that's the most important was that last drive. He really made some good throws on that one, especially the one to Rubisky down the middle, you know, is with the conditions. So that says a lot.